Welcome to my audio journal. It's me, Bree. Loneliness can kill you. In some ways you'd never guess. There I was driving down some memory, racing towards an end out west. When a light bursts on the highway. Just hanging out. I don't know why I'm playing this song again as my opening song. I like it though. I like it a lot. Chaos can consume you, spit you out of time and space. Don't know how long I've been in exile from the warmth of your embrace. But I've rolled these windows open and it's you I'm heading for. Cause now I know I need you more. Saturday, April 20th, 2024. So yeah, like I said, I'm just hanging out. Sydney is in the room, and Starshine is in the other room. Sydney is laying right next to me on the bed, and she is grooming herself. You might be able to hear her in the background. And so anyway, we're supposed to have some pretty nice weather here. 78 degrees today. On Sunday and Monday, it's going to be 82 degrees. And then it drops down to the 70s after that. But yeah, 82 degrees on Sunday and Monday here in Lake County, California. So anyway, yeah, not too much is going on. Today, I will be once again counting down the top 500 albums of all time, according to Rolling Stone magazine. And that's pretty much all that I'll be doing. Well, first, I just want to talk about something. So, like, the past two episodes, I've been mentioning, like, the bug that I found, the beetle that I found, and I try to like save it or whatever. I'm really embarrassed about telling that story because in hindsight, I think I should have just let the bug outside. I should have just put it on the ground outside. But I really meant well. I thought I was saving the bug by putting it in the little patch of grass that we had on the counter, in the little plastic pot of dirt with the grass growing out of it. The little patch of grass that my dad bought for the cats to enjoy, because they're indoors cats. We don't let them outside at all, but my dad got the cats a little patch of grass so that they can just enjoy it and eat the grass, which they have been doing. But so there was like this, I'll keep this story very short because I have a lot to get to with counting down these five albums, numbers 494 to 490 on the Rolling Stone top 500 albums of all time. And by the way, I will be going into more detail this time around than I did when I counted down numbers 500 to 495, because I actually took the time to listen to every album, all five albums, and I did that this morning. So I listened to, every single, the five albums that I'll be talking about, and I'll be playing some of them in this episode. So I listened to every song on each album, and I will share some thoughts on them and play some portions of them. So anyway, I tried to save this bug, this beetle. It had been laying on the floor for like over a week, and I assumed that it was dead, but then I saw it moving one night, and then the next day it was moving too. So what I did was I put it in like this patch of grass, and I like tried to make sure that it was hydrated, and I saw it like eating some of the grass. And so I thought that I was like doing it a favor, but in hindsight, I should have just put the bug outside. But I actually did think of that, but I thought that since it was like injured, I think that it was injured, and so I assumed that a predator would have gotten to it like pretty quickly, and so I decided not to. But it did not survive. I don't know where it went, but for like a day, and then this morning I saw it was like dead by the door, so it couldn't get outside. But yeah, anyway, in hindsight, I should have just put it outside. But I meant well, though. I tried to save it and nurse it back to health. But I'm just really embarrassed about, like, talking about that in my previous audio journals. But I'm just, like, very honest in my audio journals. And so, anyway, yeah, not too much is going on. So, without further ado, let us begin, once again, counting down the Rolling Stones top 500 albums of all time. And again, we are at number 494, and we will be counting down to number 490 today. So number 494 is The Ronettes, and the album is called Presenting the Fabulous Ronettes, from 1964. I think the most popular song on this album is Be My Baby. So you might be familiar with that song, so I will not play that one. You also might be familiar with the song Walking in the Rain. I will play that one. So yeah, like I said, I listened to the whole thing and I liked it. I thought there were a lot of catchy songs on it. I can see why it's on this top 500 list. So I picked three songs to play, a little bit of each. So I'll play a little bit from Walking in the Rain, The Best Part of Breaking Up, and Do I Love You. So here is Walking in the Rain. Next song that I'll play part of is the best part of Breaking Up. And the last song from this album that I'll play is called Do I Love You?
I want you for my baby. Do I want you?
So that was just a sample of the Ronettes album, Presenting the Fabulous Ronettes, from 1964, again coming in at number 494 on the Rolling Stone Top 500 Albums of All Time. Coming in at 493 is Marvin Gaye, Here My Dear, from 1978. And so part of Marvin Gaye's divorce settlement required him to make two new albums and to pay the royalties to his ex-wife, who was the sister of Motown boss Berry Gordy. In one of the songs, he asks, "Somebody tell me please, why do I have to pay attorney fees?" And again, I listened to the whole thing, and I liked it. It was kind of relaxing listening to it. It's like an album that you can just put on in the background while you're doing stuff around the house and just kind of just enjoy it from the background. It's a good album. I enjoyed it. It's very playable. That's what a reviewer said back in the 70s when it came out. Because I read the Wikipedia page, I don't have the exact quote, but they said that it was a very playable album, and I agree with that. And like I said, it's kind of relaxing listening to it. I love his voice. He has a great voice. My favorite songs on there were I Met a Little Girl and Sparrow. So I'll just play a little bit of the song Sparrow for you.
I used to hear a sparrow singing, baby. Oh, one day as I went along, I didn't hear a song. But I know the sparrow should sing. Sing on such a morning in spring. Oh, sparrow, why don't you sing? Sing to me, oh, sparrow, come around. Come around, why don't you around. Sing about a melody, oh, a melody, about the things you see. Anything you want to sing about, just sing it on out now, sing it on out. Let the world know what life's all about. Sing, little sparrow, sing. Sing, little sparrow, sing. Oh, sing, little sparrow, won't you sing? Rest of the whole wide world, they'll appreciate it, I know. Every time I'm feeling low, I know I can always count on you. Sing, little sparrow, about the trouble you're in, places you've been, you can sing, I know it. Don't you try to pretend, but sing while you hear, sing a song, my dear. Let me hear your soul, don't you be too cold. Sing, little sparrow, sing. I want you to sing, little sparrow, sing. I want you to sing, little sparrow, sing. Ah, pretty bird song.
was just a portion of the song Sparrow that I just played by Marvin Gaye off his 1978 album Here My Dear. Again, coming in at number 493 on the Rolling Stone top 500 albums of all time. And number 492 is Nick of Time by Bonnie Raitt from 1989. And so here's the Rolling Stone description. After being dumped by her previous label, blues rocker Bonnie Raitt exacted revenge with this multi-platinum Grammy Award winner. Led by an on-fire version of John Hyatt's Thing Called Love and the brilliant title track, A Study in Midlife Crisis Told from a Woman's Perspective. Producer Don Was helped her sharpen the songs without sacrificing any of her slide guitar fire. And as Raitt herself pointed out, her 10th try was, quote, my first sober album. And my personal favorite songs from this album were Nick of Time, Love Letter, Thing Called Love, Nobody's Girl, and I Will Not Be Denied. And I'm going to play a little bit from Nobody's Girl, I Will Not Be Denied, and Nick of Time. And I'm going to play Nick of Time last because I recently heard a Lake Street Dive cover of that song. I'm a big fan of Lake Street Dive. I have several of their songs on my playlist. And so here is a little bit from the song Nobody's Girl.
She don't need anybody to tell her she's pretty. She's heard it every single day of her life. He's got to wonder what she sees in him when the soul standing in line. She gives herself to him, but he's still on the outside. She's alone in this world. She's nobody's girl. She's nobody's girl. She shows up at his doorstep in the middle of the night. Then she disappears for weeks at a time. Just enough to keep him wanting more, but never is he satisfied. And he's left to pick up the pieces, wondering what.
Now, here's the song, I Will Not Be Denied.
You put me down, set me free. Said you'd
And so now I'm going to play a little bit of the song Nick of Time, and then I'll play the Lake Street Dive cover of it. Of Time by Bonnie Raitt, and now I will play the Lake Street Dive cover of that song.
Calls me on the phone.
at my folks, they're getting on, and I watch their bodies change. I know they see the same in me, and it makes us both feel strange. No matter how you tell yourself, it's what we all go through. Those lines are pretty hard. When did the choices get so hard? Well, so much more at stake. Life gets mighty precious when there's less of it to waste. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Scared to run out of time. Just when I thought I'd had enough, and all my tears were shed. No promise left unbroken, there were no painful words unsaid. You came along and showed me I could leave it all behind. You opened up my
I really like that cover by Lake Street Dive. And I think they were playing on a Boston sidewalk, because that's what the title of the song says. It says, Lake Street Dive plays Nick of Time on a Boston sidewalk. So yeah, just a really good cover. And then getting to the next album on the Rolling Stone top 500 albums of all time is Harry's House from 2022, and I'm really glad that this is on the list. I listened to some of it in the past, but I didn't really give it a good listen. But this morning I did. I listened to the whole thing this morning, and I listened to the whole thing in the past, like when it first came out. I listened to it. But I just did like a quick listen. I listened to every track, but I just did like a quick listen of it, and I didn't really give it a lot of consideration. And so the first time around that I listened to it, my favorite song on it was Music for a Sushi Restaurant. And the other songs, I don't know why, but I didn't like them as much. Or maybe I didn't listen to enough of the other songs. I don't know, I just didn't appreciate it back then as much as I did this morning when I listened to it. So I'm glad I listened to it again, because I love this album, and listening to it this time around, the song Music for a Sushi Restaurant wasn't one of my favorites. So I'll just tell you some of my favorites from it. Late Night Talking, which is one of the more popular songs from that album. But I also really like the songs Satellite, Keep Driving, Grapefruit Juice, Cinema, Matilda, and Love of My Life. And I didn't list those in any order, but I like all of them. All of those songs that I just mentioned. And so, again, I'm not playing these in any order from, like, favorite to least favorite. I didn't list them in any order. But I really love this album, and I'm just really glad that it's on this Rolling Stone list. So let me start by playing the song Cinema. And again, this is from the Harry Styles album, Harry's House, which came in at number 491 on the Rolling Stone Top 500 Albums of All Time. You got the cinema.
Darling, is it cool if I'm starving when it comes to this? I guess we're in time. If you're getting yourself well for me, I guess you're all mine. You're sleeping in this bed with me. I just think you're cool.
Song that I'm going to play from that album is called Satellite.
Oh,
love of my life. Song. Again, that was Love of My Life. And now this is Matilda.
You were riding your bike to the sound of It's No Big Deal. Trying to lift off the ground on those old two wheels. Nothing about the way that you were treated ever seemed especially alarming till now. So you tie up your hair and you smile like it's no big deal. You can let it go. You can throw a party full of everyone you know. Not invite your family cause they never showed you love. You don't have to be sorry for leaving and growing up. Mm-hmm. Matilda, you talk of the pain like it's all alright. But I know that you feel like a piece of you's dead inside. You showed me a power that is strong enough to bring sun to the darkest days. It's none of my business, but it's just been on my mind.
let it go. You can throw a party full of everyone you know. Not invite your family, cause they never showed you love. You don't have to be sorry for leaving and growing up. You can see the world following the seasons anywhere you go. You don't need a reason, cause they never showed you love. You don't have to be sorry for doing it on your own. You're just in time, make your tea and your toast. You framed all your posters and dyed your clothes. Full of everyone you know. You can start a family who will always show you love. You don't have to be sorry for doing it on your own. You can let it go. You can throw a party full of everyone you know. You can start a family who will always show you love. You don't have to be sorry, no.
What a beautiful song that is. I love that song. And one, next song two, is three. Grape Juice. And Sydney just jumped on the bed.
Just me and you.
And Sydney is on my lap. I don't know if you can hear her purring.
Black and white film camera, yellow sunglasses.
This is Keep Driving.
Ashtray, swimming pool, hot wax, jump off the roof. Small concern without the engine sounds. We held darkness and withheld clouds. I would ask, should we just keep driving?
Keep Driving from the Harry Styles album, Harry's House, from 2022. And again, that was number 491 on the Rolling Stone Top 500 Albums of All Time. And so I have one more to get to, and then I'm going to end this audio journal. So, and I don't know if you can hear Sydney purring in the background. Hang on. She's purring kind of loudly. But anyway, at number 495, we have Linda Ronstadt, Heart Like a Wheel. And I recently just played the song When Will I Be Loved on one of my audio journals, just like maybe like 4 days ago. So this album is from 1975. And so yeah, my favorite Linda Ronstadt song is that one that I just mentioned, When Will I Be Loved? And so here's the Rolling Stone description. Linda Ronstadt completed her transition from California hippie folk darling to soft rock queen on her chart-topping fifth album, covering Hank Williams, Buddy Holly, Little Feat, and Kate and Anna McGarrigle on the gorgeous title track. Her version of the Betty Everett oldie, You're No Good, hits a perfect mix of desire and paranoia. Heart Like a Wheel is 70s pop rock craft at its sweetest and sturdiest. Yeah, I also like the song You're No Good as well. That song is really good. I am not going to play that one. By the way, before listening to this album this morning, I had only heard the songs You're No Good and When Will I Be Loved from this album, and both of those are on my playlist, and I think this is a really good album. I felt a lot of emotion listening to this album, and she has a really beautiful voice, and I didn't really know which songs to play, because I really like a lot of songs on this album, and so I won't play When Will I Be Loved, I won't play You're No Good, I'll play some others that maybe you haven't heard before. So this is It Doesn't Matter Anymore.
There you go, baby. Here am I. Well, you left me here so I could sit and cry. Golly gee, what have you done to me? Well, I guess it doesn't matter anymore. Do you remember, baby, last September, how you held me tight each and every night? Oh, baby, how you drove me crazy, but I guess it doesn't matter.
It Doesn't Matter Anymore. And this next song is Faithless Love, and Sydney is still on my lap.
And the night goes in like the gold. guess I'm standing in the hall of broken dreams. That's the way it sometimes goes. Never a new love never turns out like it seems. I guess the feeling comes in.
Really beautiful song. And the next song, this is Dark End of the Street. another really good song by Linda Ronstadt, and so that's considered her breakthrough album. It was selected by the Library of Congress to be inducted into the National Recording Registry in 2013. And Heart Like a Wheel, that album reached the top of the Billboard 200, becoming her first number one album in the U.S. So it reached the top of the Billboard 200. And the lead single, a cover of Dee Dee Warwick's You're No Good, peaked at number one on the Billboard Hot 100. At the 18th Annual Grammy Awards, the album was nominated for Album of the Year, while her version of I Can't Help If I'm Still in Love with You won the award for Best Country Vocal Performance for a Female. It became her first album to hit the top spot on the Billboard Top 200. It spent 4 weeks at number one on the Billboard Country album chart in early 1975, and You're No Good, the first single release from that, reached number one on Billboard's Hot 100. And a cover of the Everly Brothers' When Will I Be Loved spent 2 weeks at number two on the Hot 100 in June of 1975. And yeah, it's a really good album. Like I said, when I was listening to it, I could feel like the emotion put into making that album. And so, yeah, that's numbers 494 to 490 on the Rolling Stone Top 500 Albums of All Time. And I will slowly be counting down this list and going into detail on some of the different albums and playing a little bit from each album and talking about it. And so, yeah, that's all that I have today. So I'm going to sign off. I will leave you with one more song from Heart Like a Wheel, and I'll play the song Heart Like a Wheel. So I will talk to you later.
My heart is